You're listening to The Quoted Podcast Season 13, a season full of advice with some special guests. So make sure to tune in every Thursday for a new episode. Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Quoted Podcast. We're already on episode 9 of season 13. And I honestly just can't believe it. I feel like this has been a really down-to-earth season, and I hope that you've been enjoying the episodes. I'm really excited though, because I'm going to start having guests again on season 14. And so I'm just excited to get to have some more conversations with some amazing people. But right now, we got to end off this season, right? So, yeah, I just wanted to kind of talk today because I think about a lot of things, and there's always something that I just feel like I should say. So, you know how the eclipse just happened, and that hadn't happened in like 20 years or so, and everyone was like, thought that the eclipse was a sign that Jesus was coming back. And everyone was like, oh, tomorrow's the end of the world, and Jesus is coming back, and the rapture is gonna happen, and all this. I remember the first time that people said Jesus was coming back. I think it was from like a Simpsons episode. Like one day I just randomly found this video on YouTube and I was just watching it, and it was showing like the Simpsons show and how they predict stuff, and apparently they predicted Jesus' return. And I remember that day, I don't even know when this happened. It was probably like 1 or 2 years ago. I remember, like, I watched that in the evening, and I didn't know what to think, and I was a little bit overwhelmed by this prediction, because it was just a lot to take in. And so, when people tried to predict the end of the world for the second time this year, I was kind of like, I'm sorry, like, Jesus did not specifically tell us when he was coming back. So why do we keep predicting his return? Like we know. So my thoughts on that are that we need to stop trying to read God's mind, because we can't. He's the creator of the universe. He knows what he's doing, and we don't. And just like, he's not going to come back just because you said he is. He's just not. Like, he comes back in his timing, and his timing is going to be the right timing. And just like the fact that I just would scroll on Instagram Reels, and that's all I would see, like, prediction, Jesus might be coming back tomorrow, and he didn't come back yet because it's not time, and we can't keep trying to tell ourselves that he's gonna come back this day or this day. We gotta give him his timing. And so Cheyenne Ewing made this really good video talking about this, and I just really love her perspective, so I wanted to share that today.
Crazy. Everyone's talking about when Jesus is going to come back, and I think they're completely missing this verse that gives a really key detail. It says in Matthew 24, verse 36, ready for this? It's talking about the day and the hour, right? It says, but about that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels in the heavens, nor the Son, but only the Father. If Jesus quite literally, like he himself, limited himself to not know about when he'll come back, And then it also says that no one knows, including angelic beings. So why do we keep trying to guess, you silly, silly little gooses? Stop it. I'm gonna make this very clear. There's not signs in the Bible of his coming so that we'll try and guess. There's signs to remind us he's coming back and to give us an awareness that it could happen soon. Not so we guess, but so that we are ready for him, to make sure we have oil in our lampstand, that we are living for him, following him, and spreading the word about him. It's to give us that wake-up call, that, hey, remember, I said I'm coming back. Are you ready for me? So my friends, be ready, but stop guessing. Because the Bible makes it very clear. No one will know, so you don't get to know. Just live your life for Jesus. And I mean live your life, not your day, not your Sunday morning, your Wednesday night. Your life for Jesus. Build a relationship with him. Get to know him, because he's incredible. And tell others about him. Put oil in your lampstand and be ready. Ready does not mean guess. Guys, this is crazy.
So I just wanted to share that. Because this has been on my mind. But also another thing. So, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts recently. I used to have this thing where I would just watch YouTube. Like, that's the only thing I would watch. And then I started watching more shows and rewatching shows. And then I got into podcasts again. And you all know, if you've been listening, that my favorite podcast is the No Haters Club. But I also love this podcast called Christ with Coffee on Ice by Ali Yost. That podcast. Okay, I've only listened to one of her episodes so far, but it's really, really good. She did one with Ashley Jones, who used to be a white witch. And that episode was just so completely eye-opening to me. And it's just like thinking about spiritual warfare and stuff that Satan does to distract us is just crazy to me. Like just that episode in particular, and just hearing her testimony and how she found Jesus. I just thought it was really beautiful. And so I highly recommend checking out that episode. But I've just been thinking about how the devil likes to distract us from God, how he likes to take our minds off of God, and how he likes to make us think that we know what we're doing and that what we're doing is right. So I do not like crime podcasts or crime shows or anything like that. Like, I love mysteries, don't get me wrong, but I love fake mysteries. Like, I'll read Nancy Drew books all day, every day, and I love solving those mysteries, but I do not like hearing about real-life crime and real-life things that have happened. But there was this one YouTube channel I used to watch a lot called 8 Passengers, and in August of last year, there was like a whole thing about the mother of that family channel, like abusing her children, and she got arrested for it. And so I started following along with the story of what happened with all of that. And honestly, not something that I would ever like do, except I've been watching that channel for a while, and I really wanted to hear, like, what happened. And so I've been following along with that. But that is the only thing that I've been following along with, because I just am so sensitive, and I just don't like crime. And it's just so sad. But I got stuck watching this video today about the dad of the family channel and just like his reaction to hearing about his children and what happened to them. And it's just crazy that someone would care so less, like be so careless about their own children and their own children's like health and safety. And I was just thinking about that situation and how blindsided those parents were, and how to raise their children and how to take care of them. And honestly, I was just thinking about how the devil comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. And in all of these crime shows that you see, that's all Satan. That's all of the things he's doing to God's children, and all the ways that he's manipulating people and distracting them from their purpose that God has set in place for them. And so I just have this new mindset, like, of only, I've always only focused, only tried to focus on God, always. But, like, now I have this even more new mindset of just focusing on him and not letting the devil distract me. Because, you know, we are all prone to sin. We are all sinners. But as children of God, we have been saved from our sins. We have been forgiven. And you can find light in the darkness. Whatever it is, whatever you might be going through, you can find the light. You can find a way to get out of that, and you can find a way to get back to God. Because I also tried to make an episode on discernment 2 weeks ago, and I'm not sure how I feel about it, because I've just been thinking about discernment so much recently. But when I tried to make an episode about it, I just don't know if it was really what I wanted to say. But I keep seeing examples in the world of people just really letting the devil take advantage of them and just really letting him in. And as someone who believes in the goodness of God and who wants nothing to do with the darkness that surrounds us every day, it's just so sad to see how many people are being blindsided and how many people are just following that darkness. It's lingering close. So I want this episode to be a reminder to you that every single day, Satan finds a way to tempt you and to get you to listen to him instead of God. He has a way of making things sound right when they're not. He knows exactly how to give you something, how to make you think you're going to get something that you're not going to get, because it's not right. In that podcast I was listening to, Allie and Ashley were talking about how what the devil gives us is like the fake version. Like, if you were to buy like a fake Louis Vuitton purse, that's what Satan's giving you. He's giving you the version that might look good, but it's not the highest quality. It's not going to give you everything that you want. It's just going to keep making you want more. It's not going to satisfy you. And so you just need to be aware today that that darkness is out there, that sin is out there, those temptations are out there. They started with Eve in the garden, but they did not end. You've been forgiven of your sins. But that doesn't mean they've disappeared. And so, I just really wanted to say that. God is always in control. And he will always be there. But you have to choose him. You have to stop falling for the lies that the enemy is throwing at you. You might look at yourself in the mirror and think, I look so ugly. I have no worth. I shouldn't be here. What am I doing with my life? You might look at yourself in the mirror and think that, but it's not true. Because those are the lies that Satan is throwing at you. He's trying to get you to believe that you're worthless so that you'll give up. He doesn't want you to keep going. He wants you to join his team, his side. But the only things that Satan is searching for in bringing you on his team is to kill you. We all know the verse. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But God has come to give us life abundantly. Wouldn't you prefer life? Wouldn't you prefer to have that life? Doesn't it sound so much better than the darkness that comes with deceit and lies and untrustworthiness and no honesty and hurt and pain? Wouldn't you like to live for the good, for the peace, for the happiness and the joy and the love, instead of the hurt and the pain and the sadness? Like, you have a choice. You have a choice today to choose God's side and to stop following the devil and his ways. Because no matter how much you think what Satan is telling you is the truth, it's never gonna be the truth. It's never gonna fulfill you. It's always gonna make you confused. You're never gonna know anything for sure. You're always gonna be on the edge of the precipice, about to fall off completely. You're never going to be fulfilled with what Satan is trying to offer you. Everything that God has for you is infinitely more than you could ever imagine. And it's also the highest price. And it's the peace that you need to surpass understanding. It's the peace that you have been looking for. I promise you that no amount of drugs and alcohol and cigarettes and sex and thievery and lying and cheating, and no amount of that is going to fulfill you as much as God's word and his truth will. He's waiting for you. God is waiting for you to choose him, to give him your attention. You're focusing on yourself. You're focusing on everything that you're doing and everything that you're accomplishing and the things that you want and the things that you've yet to get, you're focusing on all of that. And God's just sitting there wondering, when is he or she going to figure it out? Going to figure out that everything they're searching for is found in me. How much longer are you going to be blindsided by the fact that Satan's side is the bad grade? Is the horror movie? Is the last possible choice that you need for your sanity? Like, it hurts my heart thinking about how many people have been subject to the lies that the devil throws. He'll make it sound satisfying. He'll make it sound good to you. But then it's like a rotten apple. From the outside, it might look good. But as soon as you bite into it, it's nothing that you ever wanted. And it's not going to get you anywhere good. You just gotta stop, okay? I know I'm speaking to someone here. You need to stop trying to fill the void. You need everything that you're trying to fill that hole in your heart with is just bringing you further down to the pit. Choose God. Give him a chance. Let him help you. Because he is here for you no matter what. He loves you. He's forgiven you. He will not give up on you. And he will give you more than you could ever ask for. And I can testify to that. And I know many other people who can testify to that too. Just because you can't have what you want right now, just because you can't see what God is doing right now, doesn't mean he's not working. There's a Bible verse that says, if you seek, you'll find, or something along the lines of that. And one day I was reading that verse and I just wrote in my Bible, everyone's always trying to say that God is not real, and they're always trying to look for that evidence, but where's the faith? If you seek, you will find. In the podcast I listened to that Ashley Jordan was speaking in, she talked about how she was asking God for a sign, asking him to show her that he was real, and she was driving on the street and a truck that passed her was carrying a cross. But she also talked about in that episode how we don't always need to be asking God for signs. He doesn't need to give us signs when we can have faith and trust that he's real and that he's here for us. It just baffles me how many people would rather choose evil. How many people would rather think that evil is good, is what they want, what they need. It's just, I always like to say it's so simple. Good is the side that you want to be on. Because it's got the happiness, it's got the joy, it's got the fulfillment, the peace. So why is everyone always choosing the darkness? Why does everyone always want to walk in the dark? Is it because they have yet to find the light? Or is it because they don't know what the light is? If you're the one today that just doesn't know what the light is, I want you to know that it's Jesus. And that Jesus is good, and you should choose him. You are worth more than what the devil is trying to tell you. And you have the choice to follow the path the lamp is shining for you. Not the path that's going to lead you to the darkness. So, yeah, I'm going to leave you on that note today. I refuse to believe that there was no one that needed to hear that, because I know everyone needed to hear that. So, keep that in mind today. If you seek God, you'll find him. I promise you. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Quoted Podcast. Come back next week for more.